If you find an eel in the lung, without looking at the Gemara yet, would you say it's a problem or not?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's nekev.
How do you know it's a nekev?
Because it's a needle in the lung.
Okay.
Yeah, how does it get there?
Hold on, let's get our biology straight. There's two pipes. Humans have this also. There's the esophagus and the trachea. Right, Dr. Greenberg?
Correct.
Okay, what is the esophagus used for?
Air. I mean, sorry, food.
That's your first lawsuit, right there.
Sorry.
It's used for food, right?
Trachea is there.
Right, okay, good. So you eat through the esophagus, thank God it works that way. When you eat, you swallow down the esophagus, your food goes down your throat into your stomach, right? Okay, that's the esophagus. What's the trachea used for?
Air.
Breathing. Okay, yeah. Now, in the humans, what happens? The trachea goes off to bronchioles, right? And then turns into smaller bronchioles. Eventually something called alveoli, okay? And then it's housed in this structure called the lung, okay? That's the overall structure name. Now, what would happen by the cow, in theory, that it swallows the needle, it travels, which we'll get to the picture soon, it travels through the trachea, through the little pipes.
But it doesn't swallow it, it would have to, like, inhale it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, okay, whatever. No, you can swallow it. No, you can swallow it. It goes down your throat, it just doesn't go down your esophagus, it goes down your trachea. But let's say it went through the nose. Does that make it happier? Your epiglottis didn't work. You have a little muscle over here. Without that muscle, what?
A
muscle. It's a flap. No, yeah. There's a little muscle here that without that muscle, you'd be dead. What that muscle does is whenever you eat, it knows.
It covers the trachea.
It knows to keep the trachea covered. And when you're breathing, it knows to keep the esophagus covered. It knows.
It's like a little train track. You have like the two rows.
Right. So that's why on occasion, you ever feel like you're choking? What happens?
Going
down the wrong pipe, as my mother used to tell me, is actually an idea that your epiglottis didn't work that one moment. It's actually true. It went down the wrong pipe. It did go down the wrong pipe. Okay. So the question is, I have to agree with Akiva in this case. The needle probably, if you thought about it, it inhaled it, and it popped out through one of the bronchioles into the lung. Okay? All right. Well, of course, it's not as easy as that, because if it were, then it wouldn't be fun. Right? Okay. Josh, read. Oh, so guys, so the Gemara is Memches Amabez, okay? And the case is, yeah, where's that? How about them?
Five lines down,
the two dots. See that?
Yeah.
Okay, go. New, Itzmar.
Itzmar.
Yes.
Machat Shenimsat Beria. So a needle that finds its way into the lawn. Right?
So far so good, yes. Don't be nervous. Go.
Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Mikashre. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina says it's kosher.
Right.
Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Alhikim.
Al Yakim.
Tarkit.
So my focus. Right. Is it kosher or treif? Okay.
No.
Well, now what's the basis? What are they arguing about?
Lema b'ha'kam b'fnim.
Made arguing about this.
What is this argument? Demar sabar chaser mibifnin shmei chaseron. So one says, one thinks that a lacking from the inside is considered a lacking. Umar sabar lo shmei chaseron, and one thinks that it's not considered a lacking.
Okay, so just go, before I ask a question, what does that mean, lacking? I mean, looking at this picture, tell me what that means.
Lacking.
No, just look, you're getting a little fancy. Just be simple.
Something.
Thank you. How do we know something's missing here? Because if anyone here has some type of fit, what? Right. If the needle's there, what must you say? Right, exactly. This tissue is gone. The needle's occupying the space. What? What? No free space. Nope. I mean, look at this picture. This picture, there's certainly no free space for a needle. If that needle goes in there, what's it going to do? It's displacing lung material. So now it's occupied by the needle. Okay? In theory?
Yeah.
Yes, but we're not biologists. We are wearing our halachic hats, not our biological hats. That's a good question. Yes.
At least we're saying in terms of
volume. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Okay. We'll go back to the Gemara Mem Zayin in a second. Okay? I wanted you guys to do that in preparation, but let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara is low. All right? That's not the case. Okay, so right then and there, you got to stop. What's the Gemara telling you? Everyone agrees with what?
So that it's not considered some sort of...
Everyone paskins. Everyone paskins that if there's some tissue lost, it's not considered a chisaron. So what's the obvious question you have to ask right at that moment in time?
Why not?
No, better.
Why
come on.
Actually it is.
What?
Actually it is.
That's true. No, come on, easy question. The Gemara says maybe they're arguing about whether or not a chisaron is a trefa or not. The Gemara says no, everyone agrees that it's not a trefa. Yeah, why are they wasting our time? If everyone agrees that it's what? That it's not a chisaron, so why tell us there was a machlokus about this? Mm-hmm. Why would the Gemara take us down the road? Remember, the Gemara never wastes ink. Yeah, but let's say, but they remember the Gemara always knows the future. The Gemara knows that we paskin what do you call it, chisaron mifnim lo shmei chisaron. So why waste our time going to the Savamina? What's it's a waste of time?
So you're saying there's no backing for the Savamina.
Correct. Well, your job is to explain to me why. But yes, correct. Okay. So what's the Gemara's conclusion? My favorite conclusion of all. I did get angry when I read this. And this is why you can't use without the pictures. Go ahead. Mar Savar. Yeah. No, I'll explain to you. You Mar Savar. Vasai. So this guy, the drawing guy, does Rashi's job. Okay, look at it. It's okay. You can look at this picture. It's good. All right. There's only two possibilities. What's the machlokas based on? Whether it's kosher or treif. Okay? So, Dr. Greenberg. Okay?
Yes.
Let's understand what happens. So the cow's in the field, in the pasture. And for some reason, they decided to go into a pasture filled with needles. Got it, right? You ever heard of those pastures before?
Sure, all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, in that pasture needle, there's two possibilities. Either what? It goes into some tube.
Either it goes to the esophagus or the trachea.
Okay. Let's say it goes in the esophagus. Okay? Yeah. The side that holds it goes in the esophagus is going to say it's treif. Why? Because what happened? Well, it took this extremely long journey. Okay? It went through the esophagus. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here it goes. Into the stomachs, at some point poked out through one of the stomachs, okay, which could itself be a problem, but we're not going to deal with that now. And then, of course, where did the needle end up? Back in the lung. How did it get into the lung? It poked through the outside of the lung. That's a nekev in the lung.
That's through the trachea?
No, that's through the esophagus.
As opposed to saying it
went who's it? I don't know if you opposed.
No, I'm saying those are the two options.
Like, it's either esophagus or trachea.
That seems like a strange.
I 100% agree it does.
Yeah, but observe,
of course, it is going through both at the same time.
Yeah.
Makes more sense that it goes through.
Very good, very good. Okay. No, so one second. So what's he saying? So he's saying that it goes through the stomach, it pokes a hole through the stomach, right? And then, of course, that's how it ends up in the lung. It pokes a hole through the outside of the lung. That creates a nekev. Now, what happened to the nekev, by the way?
Which nekev?
In the outside of the lung. It healed. Right? It healed. The hole healed up. And now, what do I find? A needle stuck in the lung. Of course, that's what happens in needles all the time. That's one possibility. What's the other possibility? It goes through the trachea. This is actually also a little weird biologically, but are you going to explain it or you have a question? Can you just finish this? Okay, so it goes through the trachea, and what happens? It breathes it in. It goes through the trachea, right? There's a nice pipe here, and then goes out through the bronchioles, okay? And then just, now, I'm pretty
factually
sure.
They don't know which one happens?
What?
Factually speaking, they don't know which one happens.
Five
well, hold on. I understand the question. I understand in 1 second. So what happens? So it goes through the bronchioles. If it goes through the bronchioles, what didn't happen then? There's no neckhead because it came from the inside. So the best way to look at it is, how did the needle get there? Did the needle take the long way via the esophagus, out through the stomach, bam, right, poking holes everywhere, into the lung, poked a hole in the lung, trefa, even though the hole is closed up, and that's how it got into the lung, or...
You don't see any holes?
You don't see any holes.
No crown.
Or the other possibility is that it's trust me, I'm just as skeptical as you are. Or the other possibility is that, no, it inhaled it, right? Goes through the trachea, and then popped out to the bronchioles.
Once you take that step, you can say anything.
Okay, so obviously this is a huge problem. This is a huge problem. Why is it a problem? Why? What kind of crazy machlokas is this? How do you have machlokas about two historical possibilities? I just want to get these facts down first.
Is this like based off of any reality? Did this ever happen?
Well, yes. Of course, it can happen. But the question is, but remember, what are they? You got to remember what they're looking at. That's at least one clue.
There's a weaker part.
What?
Well, no, that part doesn't seem that weird to me because it's not like they're disagreeing on like their facts. They're disagreeing on a fact that they don't have access to.
Good. No, I agree. Right.
That part doesn't trouble me. What troubles me is that maybe anybody would say that it went through the esophagus because that seems to take way more.
Good. So the burner on proof is for you. Give me a good svar for why it makes sense to say it goes to the esophagus. I have a good svar. I think.
Why?
Yeah.
No, why would you assume that it took two extra steps?
If it punctured the lung, and the lung just like totally healed, shouldn't it be? Shouldn't it be?
It makes more sense for it to go through the stomach.
No.
Why?
No, because we say that. Well, no, I'll tell you why. Because you can at the very least trace it back to what?
Puncture the other things.
But yeah.
I'm not
right. Yeah. No. The puncture outside the lung would be a problem if it healed normally. If it wasn't a crumb.
Oh yeah. No,
Correct. Okay. All right. So now go to Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Now comes Mem Zayin Amud Beis. More. How can you say more sense when it comes to talking about this at this point? There's no sense here. This is crazy. I don't know.
Like, if it's swallowing, then it's likely that what's called the epiglottis is still working.
Probably. But maybe big nostrils. It could be inhaled. Okay. So then why the Gemara split? Two possibilities. It's a good question. I don't know.
Either way,
yes.
It happened. It's just the other way.
The stomach. See if
No need to. No need to. If that needle's in the lung, you're done.
Oh, so he says that you know it's because of that.
Yeah, that's
why
it.
Why are we assuming that you inhaled it?
Versus it was eating something. I don't know. It's a good question. All we have in front of us is one thing. A dead cow, right? Carcass is to the side.
No,
I look
holes.
At the lung.
No,
oh,
holes.
Man. Ralph, I found a needle in the lung.
No,
what
holes.
Do we do? No holes. All right? I found a needle in the lung. What do we do now?
So it doesn't matter how it goes.
That's a great question.
If a needle is a sign...
Well, it matters.
I agree. Why are we trying to determine two historical possibilities? Yes.
If a needle is a sign that there's obviously going to be a hole at some point soon, is that a sign of trachis?
What, say it again.
There's no hole yet, but since there's a needle inside, you can assume that it was going to poke a hole, and it would probably damage the cow.
Well, hold on. That's going to be that's the half lung case. Wait, we'll get to that.
I'm saying there's no damage yet.
Right, no, that's the half lung case. Wait, yeah.
Is it possible? In general, is it possible to check like the intestine?
Early stage puncture?
Sure. You don't need to though, according to him. He says, "Let's
get
to Because you'll see, we're going to get the case like that. Basicosos. We're going to get some of those, a little bit of those cases. Okay. All right. So let's go to Mem Zayin Amud Beis now. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Let's investigate this idea of chisaron. Very strange idea. So what does the Gemara say?
Amar Ula.
Where is that?
15 Margot.
Yes. Good. You guys see it?
Came with us.
No, you didn't invite.
Yeah, you were invited.
New. Read.
Why not?
Josh, go. Amar.
Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Ria Shenish Bacha Kekito.
Kshira. What does that mean? What's that case?
It came out of the bronchial.
No. What does it literally mean?
What? The inner part of the bronchial.
Yeah. I have a picture of that here, right? It's
basically all
held
together by.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah. Here. So what do you have? What's happened in the lung? That's better. A lot of the lung tissue is dissolved, right? And what do you have left? You have like this mushy, liquidy stuff inside the lung, right? Yeah, see that?
Mugla?
Okay. What? Now, no mugla. No. Now let me ask you a question. Obviously, what do you have to say at this point in time?
Something wrong.
Seems to be a problem.
I agree. But okay, but dealing with knowing what we know from Memches, what would you call this blank area here? That sounds like a chisaron. Right? That's a chisaron.
That comes from what? The needles?
No. It's some sort of lung condition.
Oh.
Lungitis. Lungitis. Yes, you'll see.
Just making sure. It doesn't normally have liquid in there, right?
Yes, it's always liquid.
Weird
liquid. Well, there's always liquid in there. Liquid. It's not like water. There's liquid in it. It's moist. It's moist.
Full?
Moist.
Yeah, usually
not this.
Usually
yeah. Correct, right. This
you
is.
Have, you have mucus.
But listen. The problem here is that imagine a glass, right, where you have liquid on the bottom and it's air on the top. That's what this is. That's all you have to know.
Yeah, but it's not here, though. It's alveoli.
It's alveoli. No, not in here, not in this picture.
No, they
that's gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're gone.
I should get my biology notes.
You should. They're gone. That's what the picture shows, okay? Well, don't worry so much about the fact. Let the Gemara speak. Now, what does the Gemara say, Josh?
So, if you're going to say that lacking from the inside is not considered.
Because he holds his kasher. How do you hold his kasher?
Right. That it's lacking from the inside.
And therefore, lacking any chisaron is still, it's okay. So, the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Why? Right, no, so he says this. He says, Hareyash nikva osha chasra, right? Which is a case in what? That's what the Mishnah should have said. As Rashi explained, the Mishnah should have said, Rea, that's Nikva O Chasra, right? My Chasra. What's Chasra? Ilema. Now, what's Mi Bechutz mean here? Right. So, good. Okay. So maybe you'll say that what does that mean? It's this. Okay? What's the Chisaron Bechutz? This guy here. Right? That's a outer hole. So now we're dealing with two kinds of Chisarons. There's an inner Chisaron, that's this Chisaron. This missing? And then outer chisaron. What? Wait, okay, well, wait a second. That looks like a very large nekev, yeah, right? Nekev. Right? Yeah. Okay, keep going. Looks that way now. It's a super sized hole. Yeah. Yeah. Right, that's nikva. So nekev is what? Is that? That's a nekev. Right? Okay, so therefore, ela lav mibifnin. Ushmamina.
Ushmamina chasera mibifnin shmei chasera.
Therefore, what do we see from this?
So it should be true.
Because the Mishnah says what?
Because
think logically. The Mishnah says both.
Yeah.
The Mishnah says both nekev and chisaron. So if it meant the outside, isn't just an outside hole simply a big nekev?
Yes.
Of course. So therefore, the fact that Mishnah mentions chisaron is telling you what?
That it's a big
nekev. That chisaron on the inside is a chisaron.
Oh,
that this would be a problem. This should not be kosher. It should be treif.
Right.
Okay, so the Gemara's, I'll write up in a second on the board. So what's the Gemara's conclusion? Meaning the Mishnah when it says what?
When it says that
nekev and chisaron, what does it mean?
It means it's always from
the outside. It's always from the outside.
It,
and what's the chiddush?
Hainu, hainu nikva, lo tzricha.
No, lo tzricha. Why? Rabbi Shimon d'amar.
Rabbi Shimon d'amar. Ad shetinakev lebeit ham has
simponos. Okay. What's the base of Simponos? That's at the point, at the base of Simponos is the point where the trachea and then splits up into two main bronchioles, the primary bronchioles,
yeah.
At that point. Okay. I don't care about Rashima's answer for now. Okay? We're going to get back to that when we get to Simponos. That's going to be its own sugya. But what's the question here? It's a beautiful question. What's the question here? Just factually, what's the question?
What's the happening
now? No, come on. Specify it.
Okay. Why would you say that...
What?
Why would you say internal chisaron is not a problem?
Oh, it's what the Gemara first thing.
It will be a problem.
The Gemara first stuff. Right, okay, 1 second. Let's get our. Let's get all
you're
the
missing lung tissue. How is that not Mishnah?
Oh, okay, 1 second. Good.
What's the difference bizarre? What kind of Mishnah on this?
Thank you.
Yes.
What's
your tone
outside?
Your tone clearly evokes the, what do you call the difficulty of this? Okay, we have like this. We have chisaron, okay? Now, what, right? Meaning that there is an emptiness or missing, depending on how you want to explain it, okay? Now, what does the Gemara think? The Gemara thinks what? The Gemara says, okay, we have a case of a lung, right, where this is empty, okay? And this is the...
And it's usually... And no hole,
stuff.
No hole, right?
No hole, okay? And then you have a case of that, okay, where there's a hole. Nekev.
And it's full.
It's full. Empty. Normal lung. All you have is... You just have a little tiny hole on the outside.
It's normal. It's full?
Yeah. It's full. Yeah. Empty. All right? Full. Full. Except for this little tiny hole over here.
Okay.
And the Gemara's Havamina is what? It's very simple. The Gemara's Havamina is this Chisaron and this Chisaron are the same thing. Because you know why? They're both talking about missing tissue. So what's the difference if it's missing tissue here or missing tissue in here? It's missing tissue.
So,
Kamash Malan, that for some reason, these two are different. Think about the logic. This is good. This could be missing... Let's be hyperbolic for a second. 99%. This could be right. 99% of the lung could be gone. Okay?
No,
and you have 1% left. That chisaron is kosher. But this little tiny hole over there is straight. Why should I make a difference? Right. Here's a good look at the lung. If you say chisaron means any loss of tissue, game, set, match. It wouldn't matter where the source of the defect is. Who cares? It's missing tissue. Done. Straight. But what you guys are saying is very good. You're saying that, but there's another way you can look at it. You see, I think Joffrey started off the right way. He said there's something different about saying there's an outside-inside issue versus just the inside of the lung. So, as you were saying, the inside of the lung is what?
It's a component of chepta.
Right. So there's nothing, it's not the problem isn't the missing tissue per se, right? Missing tissue itself isn't a problem.
It's not like the same lung, though.
Right, exactly. This is still a lung. Why? Because it's intact. It's just missing stuff on the inside. Right? Now, I'll give you an example. Let's use an orange. Let's say I had an orange, okay? And let's say when you open up the orange, let me rephrase it. Let's say it's clementine, since it is clementine season. And I've been going to my favorite clementines. I opened the clementine, and it turns out there's supposed to be how many slivers in there?
Eight.
It turns out there's only three, right? But it was whole when I opened it, right? So what I'd say is that that's a clementine, right? But it's missing some of the things inside.
You can't have it to have a clementine.
What?
Well, you can't have it to have a clementine.
That is correct. That's true. Yes. Very good. I want to say, but. Right.
No, one's a whole clementine that's missing.
I agree.
If it's missing some of like the I don't know what you call it, the shell, then it's clean palmitis.
The you mean the peel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Oh, no, one second. No.
You can still call that a
No. So what it's saying is, it's saying that when it comes to the lung, though, what's a nekev? Why is it no longer defined as a lung anymore? Because what makes it different? This is where clementines are different than lungs.
The lung is gone.
Because once it's a communication with the outside world, right, there's no longer the structure of lung anymore. The communication of outside to inside means that this lung is no longer complete. It's not a complete lung anymore. See, the difference between saying that it's complete, this is a subtle but yet critical Aristotelian difference. The difference between saying that something is complete but lacking something in it versus saying that by lacking something on the outside, it loses its shame complete. It's no longer complete anymore. Once that communication on the outside world takes place, game, set, match. It's no longer defined as a complete lung. And that's why it's a trefa.
Is there a needle in this case or no?
No needle. It's before the needle. Okay.
So by that, you have to assume that the needle came through the trachea, no?
That comes after. That's a segue to our thing right now.
Okay,
fine. All right, so let's. I only want to take these fine gentlemen on the tour. Let's now, let's get.
Before the lung?
No. Maybe so. Would you like to take a tour along? Watch this. No, it's just a picture. Don't worry. Watch. So this all ties back to the case we're coming right now, and this one you guys think about. Maybe we'll work on this far tomorrow. This is a crazy thing. So the Gemara concludes and says, no. When it comes to a loss of internal tissue, that's not a problem. What's our case? Our case is that after you shech the animal, you open up the lung, and what do you find? A needle inside. Why? Because it went to the pasture filled with needles. And cows tend to do that, for whatever reason why. Now, when you have a needle in the lung, okay, I don't know if you guys can see this picture here. If you look at this picture, the needle's in there, right? So if a needle's in the lung, what's it displaced? Lung tissue. Therefore, there's missing lung tissue. But we don't say it's a problem, because we paskin that missing lung tissue isn't a problem, right? Oh. So the Gemara then says, but there's a machlokas whether this is treif or not, okay? There's a machlokas whether the case of the needle in the lung is treif or not. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the machlokas is based on. Based on two possible scenarios, all right? Just what are the two scenarios?
Two methods of entry. One says it enters via the windpipe, goes into the bronchioles, and then just kind of deposits into the lung. The other says it goes through the esophagus, into the intestines, like kind of takes a U-turn, and then pokes back into the lungs.
Right. In other words, it's like the magical mystery tour of the needle. The needle goes through the esophagus. I'm serious. It goes through the esophagus. I would like to put like a little camera onto it. It goes through. It swallows through the esophagus, travels all the way down. Cows are large, to the stomachs. At some point in time, pokes out through the stomach. Okay, which is already that's already a nekev. That's a trefa. Then travels through the cow, ends up in the lung. Pretty cool, no? Or you say no? It swallowed it. It went to the trachea. So my question to you is, and this is what I want you guys to think about. Question is, how can you have such an argument in the Gemara? How can the Gemara argue about these two phenomena? What kind of argument is this? This is crazy. It's insane.
It is
right?
Yeah.
You want the answer, don't you?
I do.
You want a hint?
No. It seems much easier to say that it goes to the trachea, no?
I mean, what do you mean by easier?